Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting second. The first baseman, Tommy Brown. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Serena. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Randy Jackson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bruce Edwards. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gene Hermansky. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Turk Lown. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Turk Lown. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Borkowski. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting third. The second baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Adcock. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Rossi. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Perkowski. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Harry Perkowski. And now, play ball. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena takes first base on ball four. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams takes first base on ball four. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Smalley. Adams moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adams scores. Hatton moves to third. It's 1-0, Reds. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hatton scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Reds. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Pellegrini now playing second base. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards takes first base on ball four. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Edwards moves to second. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky bunts towards the mound. Perkowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Edwards moves to third. Jeffcoat moves to second. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rossi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Turk Laun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laun hits a fly ball into center field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Rossi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rossi takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rossi moves to second. Harry Perkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkowski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Laun fields it and throws to third for the out. McMillan moves to second. One out. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0-for-1 in the game. Mixis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Serena strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Hermanski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Adcock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jackson. Adcock reaches second base with a double. Marshall goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Reds. Joe Rossi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rossi is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rossi hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mixa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hermanski. McMillan reaches second base with a double. Adcock scores. It's 4-0, Reds. Warren Hacker now pitching. Harry Perkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Perkowski strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Permisa now catching. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0-for-2 in the game. Borkowski hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Jeffcoat. Borkowski reaches second base with a double. McMillan scores. It's 5-0, Reds. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Hermanski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermanski is 0-for-0 in the game. Hermanski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermanski for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Reds. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski scoops it up and throws to first, with Perkowski covering, for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mixas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pellegrini settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pellegrini hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat. Pellegrini reaches second base with a double. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Klusowski hits a line drive towards first. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Adcock hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pellegrini settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Serena takes first base on ball 4. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Permisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Permisa hits a fly ball into center field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Rossi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rossi is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rossi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Serena fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hacker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Perkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkowski is 0 for 2 in the game. Perkowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermansky hits a fly ball into center field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Borkowski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Serena fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Pellegrini hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker is 0 for 1 in the game. Hacker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pellegrini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mixas hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Reds. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Adcock hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-1, Reds. Joe Rossi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rossi is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rossi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McMillan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Permisa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Perkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkowski is 0 for 3 in the game. Perkowski hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Borkowski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jackson. Borkowski reaches second base with a double. Rossi goes all the way around to score. It's 9-1, Reds. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Willie Ramsdell now pitching. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Pellegrini hits a ball on the ground towards third. Serena fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 9, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Serena takes first base on ball 4. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Permisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Permisa is 0 for 1 in the game. Permisa hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Serena moves to second. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into center field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermansky hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 9, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.